This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stefan from Ohio still on with us via Skype. Called in about an article that he had read from TheHill.com where apparently at one point in time the article stated Claire McCaskill had no GOP opponent. I'm reading an article here, and it does have a note down at the bottom that says this story has been updated to note that Austin Peterson is running for the Republican nomination. But Stefan was trying to make some kind of point about media sometimes ignoring certain candidates. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. Stefan, continue with your thoughts.
I had no idea the article had been updated. When I had it on my screen, it said that she had no opponents. But what you had said was technically there are no GOP challengers because nobody has been nominated. Well, I think most people would say that if somebody is running in a primary or throwing their hat in the ring, they are a potential challenger.
I agree with that.
Everybody's looking at the attorney general of the state, I believe, Josh Hawley, I think his name is,
yep,
to get in. And I think that if he was in the race, they would acknowledge him instantly as being a challenger, even if he were not the nominee yet.
Right.
Yeah, well, the media always picks favorites. We all know that.
Yeah, and also the reality is in every state there are people that are names, and maybe Josh Hawley is a name there.
If he's the current state attorney general, yep.
He's probably got some
probably
name. It's
name
probably more of a big deal. Where Austin may be less so. But
Austin's running as a Republican, right?
Yeah.
I think,
yes.
Yeah.
But I don't disagree with you. I do believe that there is a Ron Paul effect sometimes where they just sort of dismiss, the media dismisses out of hand.
Right, and we even noticed that last year here in New Hampshire where Ian Freeman, who's the creator of this radio show, was running in the Democratic Party primary for
right.
governor. And he was largely ignored by, you know, most of the media.
There was
a debate where Ian and one other guy, Derek Dextrays, five candidates that filed, they were the only two to accept the invitation, but because none of the, you know, like, big-name candidates accepted the invitation, the debate did not happen, and the local newspaper that was organizing this event, they put out an editorial just blasting the candidates
right.
for refusing to show up to a debate.
Right.
WMUR, which is the TV station in New Hampshire, had a debate, and they did not invite Ian or Derek Dextrays. And when Ian called up WMUR to find out why he wasn't invited, they said, oh, well, you didn't send us this info and this and that. And he said, well, actually, I've got emails where I did send you info. And they said, oh, well, reasons.
That's so weird. Do you think it's just like... Because I know in Massachusetts, we had ran some Libertarian candidates, and I was told when I ran back in 2014 that, like, a lot of times Libertarians don't get invited to the debates or whatever.
Sure.
I got invited to six.
Wow.
I got invited to all six in my district, and I ran for state senate. So, I don't know if it's just, like, maybe, like, they pick and
just
how that
everywhere,
happens.
Everywhere right. in the country. It depends
it's
on your local
everywhere.
Press.
Plus, right, the local media has a lot to do with it. So
sure.
if you're running for state representative in the city of Boston, you know, I don't know how many state rep districts they have in Boston, but chances are they're not going to invite everybody that's running for every district in Boston to some televised debate. They'll, you know, use some kind of criteria.
Right, and the press has the right to do that. I mean, it's their debate. They can do it however they want. which is why a lot of people are kind of fed up with mainstream media fed up with the press.
But do you think that that could influence an election? Because I'm sure a lot of...
Of course it influences the elections.
I mean, Gary was denied access to the presidential debate, so there's no doubt. Like, having worked on that campaign, I can tell you we had a ton of big money donors that were basically refusing to pledge forth any money unless Gary got into those debates. So if we'd have gotten Gary into those debates, we would have had a ton of money. Not only would we have the recognition that comes with being in the presidential debates, but we would have had a ton of money to do so much more advertising nationwide because people weren't willing to put their money and their re-elections and their names on the line to back somebody that couldn't get in the big debates.
I'll go one further, Stefan. I'll say it's by design. I mean, this isn't a shock, right?
But what I'm saying is I'm sure a lot of people in Missouri would probably like to vote for Austin, but if they don't even know Austin is a candidate, then how the heck are they supposed to know who to vote for?
There are nonpartisan voter guides that are put out by organizations such as the League of Women Voters. There's the website Vote Smart, where they list all of the candidates. There are places where people can find information on the candidate.
There are, but I don't disagree with either Heather or with Stefan that you have the machine, which oftentimes
working
the media,
against you.
You're right, the machine works against these smaller candidates that may have messages that aren't suitable for consumption by the mass public, so says the powers that be. And if they wish to squash candidates before they can even get off the ground, they can do it. They can do it through the press. They can do it all sorts of different ways.
Well, that's what I'm... You know, that's what I think we'll know in a few months if there are any debates in Missouri for the primary, whether we'll know if there's any bias, whether Austin's invited or not. But, you know, should there be criteria? Of course. I believe there should be criteria for
the criteria should be, are you a declared candidate? That's it. Like, that should be the... Are you eligible to hold the office?
Yeah.
And are you a declared candidate? Those should be the criteria.
Daryl, I remember you had a write-in campaign and you were a declared candidate and you were eligible to hold the office. Do you think you should have been invited to the presidential debates?
For presidential debates, I think a candidate should be an eligible candidate on enough states to theoretically win the Electoral College. So the fact that I was not, you know, a write-in candidate in a certain number of states? No, I don't think I should have been in the general election debates.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yep. No worries. Thanks, Devin.
Take care.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tom calling in from Fort Mojave, Arizona. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys, how you doing tonight?
Well, can you back off of your phone about half an inch?
Okie dokie, how's that?
Better,
go ahead.
Okay, you know, I've been sitting back here listening to people talk about this thing and the other thing and that thing. But you know what? Nobody has said nothing bad about Black Lives Matter. Nobody. Other than cops die when they end up going to their town.
I've heard a bunch of people say bad things about Black Lives Matter activists. I've heard a bunch of people say bad things about Antifa activists.
I'm one of those people.
They're nuts. They shouldn't even say anything about them. Maybe they just plain go away.
I don't think anybody like disagrees with like the cause, you know, and that like the justice system is broken in America and there's a lack of police accountability. I mean, that's something we can all agree on fundamentally.
I think that's something that a lot of people can agree on, but the people that think cops can do no wrong would adamantly disagree with what you're saying.
I don't think that at all, and I never thought that, and I'm 65 years old and I never thought of that, and I don't think it now.
Yeah, my issues with Black Lives Matter and Antifa really come down to the violence and their goal, it seems to be their stated goal, is to shut down free speech from people on the right. And I disagree with that. I think that everybody has the right to be heard, including Antifa, including white nationalists, including Black Lives Matter.
If you go back to the Constitution, you've got the right for speech.
Tom, thank you for the call, your calls, and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-3947. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-3947. That's 1-800-496-3947. 1-800-496-3947.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free 450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, easy. The fees are low, transactions are fast, and in some cases can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash. Help create a better financial system for everyone and take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Not that it really makes any difference, whether it's a Commonwealth or a state. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Brother Daryl, thank you so much. It might tonight. I don't know if you heard by any chance, but I'm going to be going out this month with a rebel flag on my back. I don't know if you heard that.
I think I heard something about that a few days ago. So what's going on with this?
Well, actually, that's going pretty well, but I wanted to ask you something. See, first of all, people here in PA, very scared. A lot of people scared.
Also, about?
A lot of people...
What are they scared about?
About what's going on. They're confused. They're scared. A lot of them don't know why. They can't be themselves. You know what I mean? There's all kinds of people that are crazy, you know?
Well, give us a for instance.
Okay, I'll give you a for instance. You have people out there. Example, Antifa. I know that came up today. And my answer is I already made very clear that, they really suck, you know? They definitely a CIA project, most likely MK Ultra. They need to be stopped, you know.
Okay.
Period. That's period. That scares the hell out of people. The attitudes of people. I myself am having serious difficulty. That being said, I had a question for Daryl. The time is now. Now I'm not that familiar with the Constitution of New Hampshire, but I'm sure you are. I am familiar with my Constitution of Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, 1968. See, here's what it comes down to. It's the right to petition Section 20, but I got a question about Section 2 of mine. See, in that it says, and I'll paraphrase, first part, you know, all powers inherent in the people. It goes into that. And it says all free government and all that junk. But the second part is the part I'm looking at also. It has, it says the people, have an inalienable and infeasible right to modify, reform, or abolish their government at all times.
Correct.
Now, my question is, where is that type of wording? And I'm paraphrasing, but just like our Section 21, it's brutal. Where is that within the New Hampshire Constitution to start?
Article 10.
Can you give that to me, please?
Really,
if possible, maybe you could even throw mine in there at some point.
Yeah, let me...
Part 1, Article 1 of the New Hampshire Constitution says all men are born equally free and independent. Therefore, all government of right originates from the people, is founded in consent, and instituted for the general good.
Yep.
Part 1, Article 4 is the right of conscience. Part 1, Article 3 is about society and says that when men enter into society, they surrender some natural rights to that society in order to ensure the protection of others. Without such equivalent, the surrender of rights is void. And as been mentioned numerous times on this show, the U.S. Supreme Court has said there's no obligation to protect, which means any surrender of rights is void per the New Hampshire Constitution.
Right.
Part 1, Article 10 says government being instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the whole community, not for the private interest or emolument of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered, and all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may, and of right, ought to reform the old or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind.
So I think that's
pretty clear. So what's the question, Ricky?
What's Pennsylvania's?
Well, my question is, I see that in New Hampshire, and I see that here in Section 2. So I've got to do my research, and I got to look cross-country. See, my thing is...
Well, I'll give you a little bit of a heads-up on that. You'll find that most of the original states, the earlier states, up until the Civil War, most of them had something in their constitutions that allowed them to throw off a bad government, that the people had a right to replace it with something better if they felt that it was taking their rights away. What you'll find in the states that were brought into the Union following the Civil War is something completely different.
But a lot of them still have wording of rights reside and originate from the people.
They will, but they will also have sections in there that basically pledge allegiance by the state to the federal government.
Correct.
And that was and part even, of the reason.
See, well, even some of the states before, because California was admitted to the Union well before the Civil War,
right,
and their constitution pledges allegiance to the United States federal government.
California's constitution got a lot of problems.
California has a lot of problems.
So what's the question, Ricky? You keep dodging around the question. What is the actual question?
Well, okay, here's the question. The question is, because I've said many a time that a civil war is all that can save us.
That's a statement. What's the question?
Well, I'm wondering, now I know people here already. I know last year people were going in that direction.
Still not a question.
Secession, Confederacy.
Okay.
Confederacy first, see, and because I'm sick of people going out there calling Robert Lee a traitor. And how can Robert E. Lee be a traitor when he was allowed to do what he did? The guy's a war hero. It makes me want to throw up, you
okay.
know, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the lies and all that stuff. But the fact is people here are ready, you know, people
so
here.
The Commonwealth
are ready.
Is ready for secession. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people here have no problem, and the legislature has no problem making a phone call and pulling a judge. That happened last year because of that funny business in Philly when a judge tried to test it.
Right.
You know, and they've had it. I know speaking.
But impeaching a judge and seceding from the United States federal government are two completely different things. Ricky, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on secession? Did anything that Ricky just said make any kind of sense to you? Because I'm still not really sure what the hell he
did
was
he
talking about.
Did he end up asking his question?
I always enjoy his calls.
The question was secession.
Okay.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Plus, if we have time, there's a fairly in-depth article from the Daily Beast on how cops have tricked dark web criminals, and I'm using air quotes around that word, criminal, how they trick people on the dark web into unmasking themselves. Very interesting story, especially because, you know, we've covered some of the dark web markets on Free Talk Live. Last month we talked about Alphabay and Hansa Market being taken down. Again, if we have time, we'll get into that. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll go back to the phones. We've got someone calling themselves Genesis calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to KTOX. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hey, you guys are talking about Succession. Well, let me tell you that Washington, D., it's not the District of Columbia. It's a district of crime, corruption, and conspiracies and the death of Christians in the New World Order. You're darn right we should secede from the Union. We should go after all those people in the New World Order, all the people in the corporation, pushing their LGBT crap down our throats, pushing everything else. They're pushing our kids, what they're teaching the kids in school. It's terrible. got to be locked up, strung up, and, you know, hung from the highest trees in Washington, D.C. All those politicians, all those crooked politicians. It's terrible.
So I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that all of the politicians are part of the New World Order. I have heard, you know, people talk about the New World Order as some sort of, you know, like mystical sort of unknown group of people.
Well, I'll give you a few candidates, but it's pretty easy to do.
He's right here in Arizona. He's got a little sex ring down in ASU, the Arizona State University.
Well, that's a pretty specific accusation. Is that common knowledge down there?
We hear about it here in Arizona. You probably don't hear about it where you guys are at, but we hear about it here.
Well, you know, people hear a lot of things. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily true.
Well, it doesn't mean they're necessarily not true either, does it?
No, it doesn't. But if you're going to present something as the truth, you should at least have some kind of evidence to back up your claim. Thank you for the call. Let's jump into this article from the Daily Beast, again, about how cops have tricked people on the dark web into unmasking themselves. The article came out about a week ago, and again, last month, the FBI took down the Alpha Bay, which at the time was the largest online dark web marketplace. As part of the same operation, authorities in Europe announced that they had infiltrated the Hansa market, another dark web market, and claimed they had somehow obtained information that could help identify users who would have usually been protected by veils of digital anonymity. Dutch police may have used a novel technique to unmask suspects, a booby-trapped file that drug dealers, and again, not everybody that used the dark web was right. Dealing drugs. There were some legal things that were available on the dark web. But there was a basically a bad file, bad for users of the site. Not bad if you're trying to infiltrate and, you know, create criminals where there are none. The file would be downloaded to the computers, including people likely in the United States, according to digital evidence obtained by the Daily Beast. Although the tools cyber criminals use, such as the Tor network, are generally robust, law enforcement or hackers can still find workarounds. A post on Reddit from July reads, "Do not open the XLSX lock time file," referring to an Excel file hosted on Hansa. The article here continues. People selling items on these markets, specifically on Hansa, could download the file for a summary of their recent transactions. Usually, the file was a plain text document, but wow, someone recently switched it to the Excel format, according to a post on Reddit. It's not clear when exactly the switch occurred, but Politie, the Dutch police, secretly took over Hansa on June 20th. On its own dark web site, Politie wrote that it had changed the code of Hansa, allowing the agency to capture passwords, Bitcoin, and other information.
So it's interesting, and I guess it's probably, it looks like it's going into this, but yeah, if you can be tricked into downloading a file that's any Microsoft Office format, that also means you're downloading files that are capable of running macros, which are basically programs.
Right.
And if you trust it, then boom, it would be really easy for them to do something like that, to report back your real IP address or, you know, put load malware onto your home PC or all kinds of other stuff.
Right. And
wow,
I find it very interesting here that the Dutch police are actually saying, yeah, we put up this Excel file, because the FBI, they've still not said what any of the things they did with that network investigative technique.
Right. They used all over the place.
Wound up capturing some people that went to the Playpen website, which was one of about two dozen child porn websites that the FBI was running for several months.
Yep.
That's right. The FBI was running child porn websites on the dark web.
Well, Daryl, they must have taken off all the pictures of nude children.
Nope.
Nope, they didn't. So the FBI was actually making child pornography available to perverts all around the world.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the long and the short of it.
And then they were also posting links in various forums, and who knows if the links they were posting were saying, you know, hey, look at child porn here, or if it just said, hey, here's an interesting site.
Right.
And then, you know, getting people just going there, you know, accidentally, if they just said, you know, interesting website. The article here continues. Whoever switched the text file to an Excel document could have added additional bits of code within the download, those being, you know, those various macros and other things. Some files can surreptitiously connect to the internet, while others may run programs that lock down a target computer.
See, now this is really smart because this is a file that's designed to be downloaded by the users.
Yes.
To give them a list of their most recent transactions. I mean, it's like every website you go to. If it's a shopping website, you can usually see your history or download your history, download your transactions.
Right. And you know, this is a lot smarter. And you know, I hate to, you know, give any kind of police entity, you know, some kind of credit, but you know, on their end, it's smarter than putting in some Java sort of thing, because by default, Java is not enabled
right.
in the Tor browser.
Yeah.
So, you know, and as far as we know, and again, the network investigative technique info has not come to light, but it's largely believed that that was a Java vulnerability, which means that people had to have gone into the settings of that Tor browser and activated Java for some odd reason. So this where, hey, you want to look at your recent transactions?
Right.
Ha-ha, and now we have all of your info about how you connect to the internet, where you're from, the MAC address from your device. Because generally, if you're going to connect to the Tor network, you want to have a VPN enabled before you connect to the Tor network, which helps obscure your location a little bit more. Some people would even say use a completely separate computer than the one that you use for everyday activities. So, you know, if you're going on to Facebook, don't use that same computer to go on to the dark web.
Right. And that doesn't mean that you're doing things illegally. All it means is that you may have a problem with the government knowing everything that you do online. Because that's your business. It's not their business.
Right. And I believe Edward Snowden was communicating with journalists using some Tor chat programs. Same thing with Private Manning. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 610-7740. 800-610-7740.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on this article from the Daily Beast about how cops trick people on the dark web into revealing their identities. We'll get back into that in just a moment. But maybe you want the newest, freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Freedoms Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site, and their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go to the phones. We've got Bill calling in from California. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. And just so you know, keep it up with saying what a terrible place California is. Those of us that live here like that, you know, we don't want everybody coming here for the spectacular scenery and gorgeous weather.
It's horrible weather out there. I just can't stand to be in the 70s and 80s year-round. Sounds horrible.
I know, terrible. Plus that spectacular scenery in the desert, the open deserts, and just the solitude in the eastern part of the state where I live. Anyways,
the only reason I go to California is for the wine.
Hey, Napa's great. I do like Napa. But you're right. There's a lot of natural beauty there, and not all of California is a liberal cesspool.
And no, California is better, according to the Freedom in the 50 States, California is better than New York.
True.
Twice as better. I realize that's not an actual, you know, proper English sentence. But if you look at the ratings of the two states, New York is, you know, twice as bad. So the difference between 49 and 50, New York could, you know, like, improve 100% and would still be in 50th place.
Yeah.
Again, that according to the Freedom in the 50 State ranking that came out earlier this year, New Hampshire, where we are broadcasting from, number one state. Go ahead with your thoughts, though, Bill.
Okay, well, I called yesterday. I don't know who was there yesterday. Which one of you guys was there yesterday? Or not yet?
Yesterday would have been Ian, Mark, and Jay. So none of the people on tonight were on the show last night.
Okay. Well, because earlier you were talking about Chris Cantwell.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot about him, what's going on with his case and everything. And then I've listened to some of the callers you've had on lately, okay? The Civil War guy, you know, obviously. Then, you know, the guy from Bullhead City. Then you got the guy from New Jersey. There's some guy up in Massachusetts, a racist.
Scott.
Yep, Scott the Bigot. Ralph is the guy from New Jersey. Ricky is the guy from Pennsylvania that was talking about walking around carrying a rebel flag in Pennsylvania for some reason.
Yeah. We have Gettysburg. They do that there anyway.
Right. I want to go back to Cantwell. You know, I want to kind of extrapolate this to the national scene with Trump and with you know, the KKK. And, you know, because sometimes I tune into Limbaugh and Hannity. I'm not a conservative or a liberal or anything like that. I'm kind of a, you know, atheistic political atheist, you'd say. But I hear a lot from them that, how much they abhor the right, you know, the Stalt's right, the KKK, and neo-Nazis. But who does David Duke, you know, you don't hear David Duke saying that Hillary Clinton's his person, you know. He says that Donald Trump is my man. David Duke says that. Okay?
Well, David Duke has a right to say that, and maybe, he agrees with that message. I personally, and please rebut this, everybody refers to, like, Nazis, National Socialists, and these guys that are screaming for Trump to come down with a heavy hand of government to solve all their issues with all these minorities as being right. And to me, from a libertarian point of view, I see two sides of the axis. I see tyranny and I see liberty. And all these guys are, to me, and this is Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the alt-right and they're all on the side of tyranny. They're all begging government to solve the problem, whatever the problem is that they see, from their point of view to their satisfaction. And
the irony is that government is the one causing all their problems. And
right.
If they actually, like, weren't fighting each other and they united, they could, like, you know, realize that, hey, wait, there's a common enemy here.
Right. But go ahead, please.
Well, there's a silly, they're talking about the commie-Nazi theme that the Nazis were somehow left-wingers or stuff like that. That's the going, you know,
To be clear, socialism, whether it's national socialism or any other flavor of socialism, baited into left versus right.
Right, because it's actually more like a diamond shape, to where you've got, you know, tyranny down at the bottom, liberty all the way at the top, and on the right you've got conservative, on the left you have liberal.
Yeah,
let me explain it, okay?
Go ahead.
They're being disingenuous. They equate it because they say that that the Democratic Party or that they're synonymous. The Nazis are synonymous with the Democrats and with left wingers. Okay, but what they leave out is the fact that even though maybe in the '20s and the 1920s the Nazis were, you know, for workers and they were socialists. Okay, there was a split in the Nazi Party as soon as Hitler came to power because the left wingers in the Nazi Party, Ernst Röhm, Gregor Strasser, you're probably familiar with those names. Okay, they were the leftists. They actually were in favor of socialism in the party. Hitler couldn't give a rat's patoot about socialism. Hitler was hungry, thirsty for power and land. Okay, blood and soil. That's what Hitler wanted.
Okay.
Strasser and Röhm wanted, you know, the working man to, you know, the socialism and anti-capitalist and all that. Well, you know, the Night of the Long Knives changed everything. Okay, and that's when Hitler, when the Nazis, even though they were National Socialists, they became hard right wingers. Okay, they took the corporatists under their wing, and you know they knocked out the socialist aspect of the party, and you know they wouldn't have thrown 4 million men at the communists if they were both on the same page. You know, they equate like the Nazis and you know the commie Nazis. Well, you know what was Operation Barbarossa? That was
right.
You know, 4 million Nazis fighting against, you know, 8 million Bolsheviks. Okay.
Right.
They would have never attacked their own people, okay? So they're at the opposite ends of the spectrum, so it's disingenuous.
But again, we keep coming back to the spectrum at opposite ends, like there are only two sides of the there's only a left and a right. That's the part that I get hung up on.
It's a continuum. It's a continuum. You got the far, the communists are far leftists. I don't think anybody would argue that. Okay, they're far leftists. And I think fascism, I think it's far right. A lot of people won't agree with that, but I believe fascism is far right. Okay. But that, I mean, nobody disagrees that communism is far left. Okay.
Well, yeah, but I think that. Well, I'm going to go from my 30-plus years of being a registered Republican, and I drank the Kool-Aid for an awfully long time. People on the right, and I'm not saying alt-right, or I'm not saying Nazi Party or white, you know, nationalist white movements, they tend to think of themselves, at least, as being small government, keep government out of the hands, and keep government away from business, let us transact in ways that we see best. Let us solve problems with the market. That's where sort of the grassroots of the Republican Party, I think, has a lot in agreement with libertarian thought and libertarian schools of thought. But in reality, what we get are, you know, the rhinos who just, you know, they haven't met a government program they didn't adore. And they look for their handout, too.
They call it small government, but we have... We spend more on our military, and the military is the government, whether or not they want to admit it or not. The military is the government.
You're preaching to the choir there. There's no argument here whatsoever.
And they want to spend more even. So you see what I mean? I mean, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth, okay?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that either.
Both sides of their mouth, too, you know?
But what I'm saying is you have Republicans advocating socialist programs.
Right, and I want to read a very brief quote from Frederick Bastiat. He says, it's to be pointed out that protectionism, which is the term he used to describe what is basically fascism, that just wasn't a word when he wrote this, it's to be pointed out that protectionism, socialism, and communism are the same plant in three different stages of growth. All can be said that legal plunder is more visible in communism because it is complete plunder. In protectionism, because the plunder is limited to specific groups and industries, thus it follows that of the three systems, socialism is the vaguest, the most indecisive, and consequently the most sincere stage of development. So what he's saying is fascism, communism, and socialism, basically all the same thing, just at slightly different stages. Bill, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Your call and thoughts. Call. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got more on the story about how the Dutch police tricked some people online to revealing their identities. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.